This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Traveling down any street in Detroit can be a study in design. There are, of course, cars buzzing all around you, conceived and built right here in Michigan, an urban landscape that has shaped so many lives in all kinds of ways. Signs for businesses, the street style that people are wearing. Detroit is at the same time a hub, an inspiration, and something of a global brand. And these are things that the annual Detroit Month of Design was made to celebrate. The conversation happening every September lives on, pandemic or no pandemic. Kiana Wenzel joins us now. She's Director of Culture and Community for Design Corps Detroit, the office within the city's College for Creative Studies that organizes 30 days of design-packed activities every September. Kiana Wenzel, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, thank you for having me.
People come in contact with design every day, but, you know, it's one of those mostly invisible forces that plays out in our lives. How do you explain, you know, this relationship that Detroit has with design?
Detroit has a very intimate and close relationship with design for centuries and also future forward. You know, we're in the midst of a global pandemic. There's protests against racial inequality, and design solutions that prioritize inclusivity, adaptability, and equity. When we think about design is everywhere, like you just said, it's digital, it's architecture, it's interactive design, how we're interacting with our phones. We experience and use design every day. The Detroit Month of Design is about making the process of those end products visible, helping people to see the skeleton and the infrastructure of design and how you come to those final outcomes and how everyone has a role and a part in the built environment. Human-centered design. We're all human. Sometimes people don't realize the power within them to be the designer of their own lives, the designers of their own communities, neighborhoods, and cities. And so the work that I am doing at Design Corps is helping to make the process of design more visible and to help people see the role that they play in that.
Was there a moment when you realized that this year's events would be fundamentally different?
Yes. On March 12th, We were going to host a huge event. Drinks by Design is a program by Design Corps. It's held on the second Thursday of every month, and we will attract 300 to 400 people every month. So March 12th was the day before our first Drinks by Design event of the year. And I got a call from the president's office, Don Tusky, saying the governor is about to make an announcement that we're shutting businesses down, large events. If it's over 50 people, we can't do it. And I was just really shocked. You know, I heard that COVID was coming, but I didn't realize at that time the impact that it was going to have on everyone. So that's when I knew things were different.
And it certainly seems that the approach of all the organizers has been, in classic style, to design your way through it, design ways that people can still come together. How have you been thinking about why it's important for people to still, you know, to still have these events and to still have this conversation about design in a moment when there are so many people and so many makers who are still just trying to figure out their livelihood and their lives and maybe also dealing with moments of crisis right now?
Designers are problem solvers and creative thinkers and doers. And designers don't only create products, they create services and systems. So designers are needed now more than ever to help us come up with the systems for testing. You know, when you think about the mobile testing units that are out, how can we have a system where we can more effectively and efficiently test and track cases? That's design. How can we help businesses reopen safely so we can not only help the economy, but some business owners survive? Designers are the ones that can work hand in hand with the business owner, government, and the community to come up with services and systems to help those businesses reopen. So when it came to the month of design, and I started talking to designers when the pandemic hit, saying, is this festival something that you still want to do? Is it relevant to you? You know, do you think it's still needed? They answered the call, yes, strongly. Like, I have an idea. I have something to say. I think I have a solution and I want to share it. And so that's what kept us to continue going with the Detroit Month of Design and helping to realize in times of crisis, designers who are innately creative thinkers and doers working hand in hand with government, business, and the community to face and address some of these challenges.
Can you give us an example of, you know, an event or some programming that cropped up that might not have been here if the city were not going through the pandemic?
Yeah. One event I would say is Brenna Lane. She's co-owner of Detroit Denim. So she, when the pandemic hit, she was sitting in her studio with 10,000 yards of denim, wondering, what am I going to do with it if people just stop buying consumers? And how am I going to keep my doors open? Small scale manufacturer in Detroit. She got together with her partner and they started making hospital gowns and partnering with cut and sew manufacturers. So I was answering the call on one end because not only patients need gowns, doctors need gowns, nurses need gowns. We need gowns at these mobile testing stations. And she also needed an income. So we were fulfilling a need, a health care need, a public health care need with making sure that our essential workers are safe. And they were also had this business owner who was able to pivot her business, use her manufacturing infrastructure to address the challenge at that time. She's used some of the remnants from those hospital gowns in her outdoor open air installation called Did You Try Unplugging It and Plugging It In Again? That's on view. It's on Philadelphia Street in Detroit. So you can go at any time, self-guided outdoors. I thought that was a great story of, you know, saving her business. They were making up to 600 gallons a day.
Yeah.
Also, we had this interactive design competition.
Not to mention an outstanding title for the exhibition.
I know. Oh my gosh. I just love that title. And the title just came from just needing to reset.
Right.
You know, so much media coming at us, so much coming at us. Sometimes you just need to sit still, process, digest, and then the ideas start coming to you. You know, what does this mean to me? Looking in your heart and in your soul. But yes, unplug and replug.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Kiana Wenzel. She's Director of Culture and Community for Design Corps Detroit. And Detroit Month of Design is going on right now through September 30th. May I ask, before the pandemic, Detroit's design community was experiencing, you know, a really remarkable generational boom. And at the same time, people had a lot of feelings about the shape that it was taking. There were a lot of local designers and makers who were doing strong business. But at the same time, there were also brands moving in from out of town, brands attracting a customer base who maybe did not really know Detroit very well and who didn't understand, for example, the fundamental nature of Black business to Detroit and the need to support Black business. And there were questions about who the prosperity was really for. I wonder if the conversations about equity that have been a part of Detroit Month of Design, how they're shaping up this year and how maybe how the pandemic has also informed what people want to talk about.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. And it's been a struggle, April. I'm a Black female designer. And when I look at the makeup of design industries as a whole nationally, there's a lack of diversity. You know, ever since I was in design school, sometimes I would be the only Black designer in the classroom, maybe one or two other Black designers. You know, I was lucky enough to have a few on the college level Black professors, but there was still a need for more. So it's been important for me to have representation from underrepresented communities as part of the festival. And it's always being conscious of making sure that when the month of design is about to happen, when we're launching our open call, I need to show up in the places where people typically don't show up. But, you know, when people are like, hiring or fancy companies coming in, you know, are they going into the Black neighborhoods and saying, hey, we have a design festival and we want you to be a part of it? So it's always kind of been, with the industry being so low in Black representation, I have to work to make sure that I'm getting the word out to all, you know, minority designers, multicultural designers, for the event to happen. And that's been a huge focus for us this year. Our open call opened in February, which was before the pandemic. And then it closed in April, which was post-pandemic. And I could clearly see in the submissions that the tone and the topics changed post-pandemic. Recently received a grant from Gucci North America and their Change Makers Impact Fund. When you talk about large companies, Gucci is a national, international company. They're making a commitment to women and designers of color in 12 cities across the United States, and Detroit is one of them. So with this impact fund, they're donating $1 million a year to nonprofit organizations, and they can get up to $50,000 each. So I applied for that grant. We were awarded it, and we are using that money for a program called Design in the City, fashion and accessory designers, lifting up, showcasing the work, and building awareness of the work of emerging fashion and accessory designers prioritizing women and designers of color. And so when you have an emerging designer partnering with an international brand like Gucci, it's really kind of lifting them up, highlighting their work, helping their voices to be heard, while also offering mentorship, technical assistance in business and marketing support, so that designers of color can equally compete as more businesses move into the city.
You know, I feel like the design community has always had a pretty complicated relationship with politics and activism. On the one hand, there have been entire movements that have sprung up from, you know, design groups like Adbusters magazine. But at the same time, at the end of the day, it is an industry, and it has, you know, it has all the problems and complications that any American 21st century industry has, including problems with equity and problems with inclusion. Do you see something perhaps more undeniable happening in this moment that might make change possible, as Detroit streets have been full of protesters and as the nation has been held in place and in some ways forced to pay attention?
I do. It's undeniable. What's undeniable is companies need to speak out. You know, if I'm a designer working within a company, if I'm a Black designer working within a company and a national social event happens in the company that I'm working for, how they respond to that is going to let me know what's the culture of that company. How am I valued as a minority designer within this company? And then if I'm a buyer, if I'm a consumer, I'm someone that's purchasing design services, and I go to your company and it's homogenous, you know, you don't have any Black designers, you don't have any multicultural voices on your design team, what is that saying about you? So I think now it was unspoken. You could walk into a studio, it's all white. People might notice it, but they wouldn't say anything. And now people might notice it and say, you know what, do I want to buy from you? You know, are your values aligned with my values? How is your board? What's the makeup of your board if you're a nonprofit? So people are now realizing it's not acceptable. It's either acceptable or not acceptable. There's no in between, you know, and people are looking at how their company is responding and then realizing, is that something that I want to be a part of? Or do I maybe need to find an organization that's culturally more in line with my values and accepting of me as a person and feeling like I'm important to a part of this organization?
One of the things that's so great in talking about design is the same thing that I think leaves some people feel a little confounded, like they're not sure where to plug in. I mean, we're talking about a very broad range of things, from product design to graphic design to urban design and urban planning and fashion. How do you recommend people maybe approach finding their way into this month's events if they haven't made their plans already?
Sure. If you're a design enthusiast, you're a non-designer, attendance. Just attend an event and learn more about your city. Detroit's wide, 139 square miles. And what I love about the Month of Design is our events happen throughout the city. We have over 65 events, 60 plus locations. So you might be a Westsider, not very familiar with the East Side, but because of Month of Design, there's an event going, you're going to a part of the city that you would never have a reason to go to, you know? Or you live on the East and you're not really familiar with Southwest Detroit and the arts and cultural community in Southwest, where you're looking at the schedule and you say, oh, that looks interesting. I have a reason to go and experience Southwest Detroit in a new way.
What's the balance of online versus in-person events this year, for that matter?
Yeah, this year, about 75 events, around 30 events are virtual. We do have many more outdoor events this year, which is great. We have about 15 installations that you could view. And then the other 15 are indoor time-ticketed time slots. So if you're really not comfortable going outside, you can tune in digitally. If you're just open to outdoor things, you could go see some of the outdoor installations. We have an installation under the DeQuinder Cut, the one on Philadelphia, Did You Try Unplugging It? COACT has a window installation. Norwest Gallery is hosting the Detroit Window Design Classic. So it's a virtual merchandising window competition. So it's all outdoors, Art on the Ave on Livernois. Or if you want to do something inside while still being safe, you could reserve a time ticketed time slot to see Never Normal at Wasserman, or Donovan Dewberry at WeWork, or Playground Detroit is featuring Christina the Glam Tech. So really through those three things, Design Core has diversified our programming now more than ever. The pandemic's kind of pushed us into the zone. We've been more in-person dependent in the past. And this year has shown us that design isn't restricted to in-person events. We must move forward. The show must go on. And it's helped us to move outside of our comfort zone. Detroit Month of Design, the schedule is live on the website. It runs until September 30th. And like I said before, virtual, outdoor, and indoor time-ticketed events. So please sign up today.
Kiana Wenzel is Director of Culture and Community for Design Core Detroit. Kiana, I don't know how you guys are keeping it together, but you guys are totally keeping it together. I can't wait for some of the events you've got coming up this month. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Arts and culture coverage on Stateside is supported in part by an award from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.